They come from the depths of central Queensland, Australia.
It's a crocodile!
No.
It's Banksy and Pinky.
Central Queensland's CFM morning crew, Banksy and Pinky.
Good morning, Pinky.
Morning.
So, is it cold enough to actually declare it winter now, or?
It's lovely.
It's nice,
and
yes.
And I'm wearing leggings and a cardigan for the first time since moving to CQ in January.
Leggings.
And it's quite nice.
And cardigans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine around the studios. Just don't go boarding planes anytime soon.
Why?
Well, I was reading about plane etiquette and what people are wearing, and apparently leggings are one of the things that are annoying other passengers.
Why?
Well, because
the leggings and pants thing, or it depends how you wear them. See,
the leggings just leggings.
Yeah, no, I've got leggings and then a long kind of t-shirt, which makes it like a dress.
Right.
Yeah.
No, some of these guys have been frowned upon.
Cool. No, it's good to be here wearing a cardigan. I like it.
Hey, we got lots coming up today.
Yep.
We'll talk more about fashion. Dr. Greg talking about animals after seven in the litter box, helping you out with your furry friends. We'll also give you a Duncan update from what was going on yesterday.
Definitely.
The great man Duncan, the famous man now.
And look, I have some basketball tips.
Don't wear leggings, is it?
No. Maybe that should be one of them. But I do. I've decided I might have some skills as a coach.
Mad skills.
Mad skills, mate.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
The Big Rock was an idea that came about because of last week's small talk segment with the big man on the footy show.
Mm-hmm.
Young fella couldn't get where Rockhampton was. He's, oh, is that where the Big Rock was?
Yes.
There's no Big Rock, but I think it's a great idea. We should have something big here like other places in Australia with big bananas and big crabs and big this and that.
Well, we have the Bulls. But they're not big like those other things.
Mm, so do we go with
like real life size?
With a big rock, or do we go, let's make a big bull? But does that accurately represent, say, Yeppoon or Gladstone or something as well?
I think the rock sounds good.
Yeah, I don't. Like, okay, there's more discussion that needs to go into it, but I do know we do need a big thing.
Okay.
Now more than ever.
Why?
Well, Serena has decided to keep the big toad. Did you know they had...
I did not know there was a big toad. I know there's a big prawn.
Yeah.
A big pineapple.
Yeah.
There's a big koala even. There's quite a few big things. Never heard of the big toad.
No, it's in Serena, the big toad. Buffy, the big toad, if you will.
Why are we celebrating the big toad?
I guess
they're not good.
There's a fair few toads up that way.
True.
Around the cane fields and so forth. But it got a... it got a new look. It got a rejuvenation.
Really? A makeover?
Yes. I didn't realise there was makeup for cane toads.
Pretty ugly.
Yeah. And yesterday in Serena, we had a couple of Queensland origin greats, obviously the cane toads, unveil the new look Buffy. Dale Shearer, Kevin Campion and Wendell Saylor were all in Serena yesterday unveiling the new... It's got a new little pedestal and a lighting display. And obviously encouraging people to go to Buffy, take a selfie and add it to the I've got a photo with the big things list.
Any vampire slayers hanging out with Buffy? Seriously.
I expect Angel will show up anytime soon.
Waiting for it.
They did a bit of a free sausage sizzle and unveiled the big Buffy cane toad yesterday. But they say the reason is for tourism, is why they kept the cane toad, because the locals in Serena were up in arms, like, we can't get rid of this cane toad. We can't do it. We've got to keep it. And they did, but I don't think it's for tourism.
Okay.
I think the real reason no one get rid of Buffy the Big Cane Toad is no one could find a big enough golf club.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Whatever pet you have. Well, maybe not that. Message us on Facebook, CFMCQ. And forget the consultation fee. You're delving into the litter box on CFM.
Dr. Greg Muir from the Alma Street Veterinary Hospital. Good cool morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. It's nice and cool out there. Nice for a walk.
Got the vest jacket on for a stroll down from Alma Street.
Waiting to get it out for ages. But it's very nice out there.
It's a beautiful start to the day, isn't it?
I've got that recorded. I've been waiting to get it out for ages, all right? I'm going to manipulate that later, okay? How are you? Are you okay today? All good and all
fantastic.
Set?
Fantastic. Yeah, yeah, it's a bit hard to get out of bed this morning, but you know, all good, ready to go now.
Sweet as. What is the topic of conversation today in the wonderful world of pets?
Well, it's just something we've been seeing a little bit lately, but it's becoming a lot more common, like during my career anyway, and that's dementia in dogs. So just,
dementia?
Yeah, so although what we're basically seeing really is the dogs are living longer, you know, because we've got better treatments, there's better heart wound prevention.
Better vet care.
All that sort of thing. That's it. So it's certainly become more common, and both in dogs and cats. So as the dogs are getting older, they're just, their minds are starting to deteriorate a little bit. So
signs of dementia?
Yeah, so we're seeing things like with dogs, often they'll just go out and they'll really stare into space. They'll just sort of be off with the fairies sort of thing. They're just out there doing nothing.
Chewy's 6 months, he's doing that now.
He
may have a problem.
So maybe not just yet.
He's probably living the dream.
That's right.
But what is it? Is it their thoughts are they're not working properly?
Yeah, I don't think we really know, to be honest, Banksy. I just think, we just see the signs and they just seem to disconnect or almost sort of.
Older dogs staring off and cats staring off into space is a sign?
Yep. Yeah, a little bit. They'll often pace around, so they sort of won't get comfortable, but they'll just, it's not that they're uncomfortable, it's just that they just wander.
Yeah.
So wander aimlessly, often in big circles, like they'll walk right around the yard or around a room and just sort of keep walking around the outside of it.
Yeah.
Cats, really common one with cats is they'll actually cry out at night, so a sort of a mournful sound. So, and they'll just do that crying out. So again, people worried it's a painful thing, but generally it's not. It's just the mind
sad.
Sort of wandering.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a little bit sad. And sometimes you get good days and bad days, and look, I mean, it's a non-painful thing. So as long as they're pottering around and they're happy most of the time,
is there any treatment for pets with dementia?
That's the difficulty. There's not a lot of treatments out there. Sometimes things like your omega-3s and fish oils and some of your diet things may help a little bit. In some cases, we could use, there is some medication to improve the blood flow to the brain, but it's highly variable whether it works or not. So some of these things, and I think just like in people, you know, they're just, it's if it's a deterioration, there's not a lot.
Comfort them and work through it.
As long as they're happy and pottering around, as I said, it's not really a painful thing.
But it's something to be aware of in the older ages of your cats and dogs.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess, you know, sometimes it does come to that time, unfortunately, if they're having more bad days than good days, then, you know, sometimes we have to look at making a decision there. But
What about with humans? Because I'm I can't speak properly. I stare off into space. I wander around aimlessly in the studios.
That's the Banksy.
I don't think that's just dementia. That's just me.
So you need a carer like Pinky to lead you around and pop you back in the chair.
Well, Dr. Greg,
you should get a better carer.
Sounds like you're your own worst enemy. You're keeping these cats and dogs in good health until old age and getting dementia.
Absolutely. My career over the 25 years, we definitely see it more now.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
You're delving into the litter box on CFM.
Our vet guru, Dr. Greg Muir from the Alma Street Veterinary Hospital in the studio.
Natalie has messaged us on Facebook, Dr. Greg. She asks, what are the symptoms of anxiety in dogs? Which is a really good question.
Yes, it is.
It's a good question. It's a really broad question as well, because there's lots of different anxieties and there's actually a whole range of symptoms from sort of very subtle signs. Mm-hmm. So subtle signs might be just abnormal behaviours for what's happening, I suppose. So even something like panting at an abnormal time, sort of licking lips, just a nervous sort of behaviour when, you know, there's not that necessity to be, I suppose. They can just seem a little uncomfortable. So again, they do a little bit of pacing around and, you know, sort of wandering. Again, when it's not sort of required, and that goes all the way up to some dogs which are anxious. They just almost detach it, and they just become very destructive. And there's some, you know, sort of pictures of that, of dogs destroying bathrooms.
Again,
and,
this is screaming Chewbacca to me. He's just destroyed everything.
Yeah, and it depends. Like, you've got your puppy chewing and all that sort of stuff, and that's
he is adorable. 6 months old. So it's probably
that's
that.
It,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
it. And then you've got your abnormal and separation anxiety, if we like, is a classic. So when you leave, and the dog sort of chews through the balcony, just about to try and get get out, yep. or the fireworks go off, and again they become quite anxious and destructive. So some are sort of quiet, okay, so they'll pop themselves into a corner and, you know, sort of just look a little bit nervous and fearful,
like they're fretting,
if you like. So and they're the quieter ones, and then there's the other ones that just, you know, just go out there and they just want to escape from the situation, even though, say, it's a thunderstorm, they're not going to escape.
They just don't know.
Don't work.
Is it
out,
prevalent so. In a particular breed of dog at all, or is it just general?
It's general. Okay. It can be crossbreed, purebreds. It doesn't. It's not really a thing that you know, sort of is any particular breeds or anything.
Is there anything you can do if it starts to get over the top? Like, is this something the medication could?
We sometimes will use medication, certainly for anxiety, and sometimes you just try and rewire them, and then you're able to get them off medication. Situations. If you know there's a situation that they're anxious with, like your thunderstorms and fireworks, then you might make steps. Okay, we're going to have a little comfortable area here. But you never try and reinforce it. So if there's a thunderstorm out, you try and act as normal. So you don't want to say, for example, Chewy, Chewy, it's okay, mate, it's okay, come and sit here, it's okay. You just want to be, all right, Chewy, go over there into the corner, sit on your bed.
Don't make a big deal.
And if they've got a little safe area that they have there in the corner of the room where they're nice and safe and they're happy, that might be the best we get. So they're still a little bit nervous, but, they're happy and comfortable till it passes.
So I take it has to be the opposite. Corner, the comfort corner from the naughty corner.
Absolutely.
You don't want to mix those up.
No, you don't. It could be where they sleep at night, because again, you'd never want where they sleep at night to be the naughty corner.
They'll never go to sleep.
Yeah, that's right. You want them to go to sleep. They're not in trouble for going to sleep. So that's a great point, Banksy. So that's a real broad question. A lot of different sort of signs, and basically similar to us, just a bit of nervousness is often a common sign. Yeah.
Hopefully we've helped another Central Queenslander deal with a puppy issue. If you've got more questions for Dr. Greg, you can get to our Facebook page, CFMCQ. He'll be back in next week for another chat in the litter box. Dr. Greg,
see you next week.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
So my daughter plays basketball. She's 8, and she's not even played for a year yet.
So it's
not
a
even
new
12
game.
Months worth. Yeah, pretty new.
Yep.
And on Tuesday afternoon, we were playing basketball on this concrete slab in our backyard.
As you do.
The dogs did try to join in Banksy. Whoopi, our Sky Terrier with very short legs, was looking at me with the ears pricked up. She looked quite enthusiastic, but it was quite clear to her, I think, that she just could not join in.
Yeah, Whoopi, I'm feeling your pain. I've often sat on the sidelines with short legs going, I wish I could jump. Yeah.
You wonder what they think sometimes, but I do think she was like, this looks fun. I'm going to sit right in the middle of where you guys are playing.
Oh, well,
and
yeah.
Just watch.
If you can't be involved, be in the way.
Yeah, in the way.
That's a dog, yeah.
Yep. So we were doing that, and then, of course, I got creative and grabbed the washing basket, and I'm like, Keely, use this like shooting hoops.
Oh, because you don't have a basketball hoop.
No, we don't. So we have deliberately not bought one. We're like, well, we should go down the courts and practice, and that way we get to meet other people. It's a bit more social.
How successful was that?
Well, we didn't. We were doing it in the backyard. But this was all mostly just doing ball skills. So then I was like, oh, let's do shooting hoops with the washing basket.
Okay, all right.
Lol. So I've got the washing basket and she's slam dunking and I'm like, yep, this is so hilarious.
That's great.
Anyway, she had a game last night and I'm
a real
really
game.
Proud. A real game with her team. So they've just started back. And she had a crack at shooting hoops 3 times. Now,
nice.
She missed each
Good.
Time, but she was... That's okay, right? Kids, she's actually shooting the hoops. She hasn't done that before in a game.
Oh, that's great.
So the confidence and the washing basket practice...
You think it has what's led to this confidence?
Of course it's all about the washing basket.
That's great. Oh, well, you know.
I'm totally up there now with, like, coaching skills on my resume.
So, motivational speaker for the Capras, coaching skills clinic for the youngsters at home. What other hidden talents do you have in there, Pinky? I've got to question that.
Well, the only thing I think I need to correct here is... I probably should have told her that wearing undies on her head is just something we do at home, not at basketball.
See, that comes down to when she got 3 points and a pair of undies in the washing basket. That's travelling.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
What's going on with Rachel Finch?
Okay, Rachel Finch has been basically blasted online this morning.
Of course, Miss Universe contestant.
Yeah, TV host.
Yeah, model. Yeah, Rachel Finch.
Down-to-earth Aussie girl, actually.
And getting a little bit of curry online.
Yeah, definitely. So she's come out and told people and just announced that she actually has her mother-in-law, so her partner's mum,
right,
looking after their daughter most weekends so that they can go and spend time on their marriage.
Smart
and
move.
Hang out together like a pair of adults, you know, without, you know, that rice cereal, you know, eating that for dinner and wearing your tracky dacks.
Without finding rice cake in your pants. Like, what? How did that get there?
Yeah, like maybe take a shower.
Yeah.
That's pretty hot once you've had a kid.
And those 2-minute noodles and they don't cook them and they crunch them up and eat them, they get everywhere too. You need time away from that.
Well, look, I can't even see the issue with this, but apparently a lot of people have a problem with it.
Really?
And some people are even saying that once you have a child, you should, unless you're prepared to care for them and spend every waking moment with them for the following 7 days a week, forever, why bother having a kid? Which is outrageous.
Dear.
Outrageous.
You can't say that.
No, you can't. But, well, people do, don't they? Some people
really
still think that.
Yeah, you shouldn't have had the baby if you can't care for it.
But this is the thing. I mean, it's a win-win. So grandma gets to hang out with granddaughter. And in this day and age, I mean, there's more and more information coming through that we are more and more isolated as mums when we're staying at home, perhaps, as families, a lot of disconnect going on. So we're quite connected online, but in terms of our day-to-day
that's
family,
not physical connection with
what
people.
What pressure on families these days?
When you look at back in the day, most people sort of grew up in the same town and that, and they stayed and had kids in the same town. And now, you know, with this day and age, we can spread out a bit more around the world. And yeah, you do find that it's a little bit disconnected between families. So, as you say, isn't having your grandparents of the kids, having time with them, a good thing?
Yeah, I would think so.
Surely.
13, 27, 10, how often do grandparents help out?
Well, that's the question. Is this something that we should be looking at more? Getting the grandparents to help out, or, you know, do they have to have their retirement time? And
well, that's also
what's
the
right
isn't
answer.
It? Grandparents are working later because then there's, you know, the fear that you won't get a pension, and some people's superannuation got swallowed up.
And when you say, oh, the grandparents are just helping out with kids is a full-time job.
Man,
it's not just, we'll look after them for a bit.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, okay. How often do grandparents help with the kids? 13, 27, 10, if you're in this boat.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Laurie, what's the go with you? Do you help out in that? Or?
Yeah, we help out all the time with our grandkids.
What sort of time frame are we looking at here with the kids? How often?
On a weekly basis. The kids love coming over too, but also to help the parents out.
Yeah.
But we'd be lost without our grandkids.
Yes,
we like it.
Enjoying our grandkids more than what we enjoyed our children. Yeah. Not that we didn't enjoy our children.
Yeah, no.
I've heard this a lot, Laurie. But what way do you help out? I mean, are you doing school drop-offs? Are you having them come and hang out at your place after school?
Yep, both.
Both.
And also sleepovers when the kids want to do it, on the weekends to help out.
That sounds lovely.
We race speedway, so Sue looks after the kids while we're racing, all that sort of thing. We have a great old time.
You would.
So that's how you're able to look after them. You're used to crazy machines going around in circles, just like kids.
you've got to be crazy to race speedway. The kids love it too, though. That's the best thing.
That sounds like a really healthy family dynamic. So thumbs up to you, mate.
Good on you, Laurie. And it doesn't bother you. You want more of it.
Oh, look, we love having the kids. Yeah. Like I said, it's more fun than having our own kids.
Good on you, Laurie. Thanks for the call and the support of other grandparents doing the same thing. CFM, who's this?
Hey, yes, this is Teresa.
Yeah, what's your take on this situation? Are you a grandparent or a parent?
No, I'm a parent, but, you know, 20 years ago when I had my son, it would have been nice if I had, you know, my parents to help me a little bit more with the children, you know, bringing up two kids with a partner that works and that, but grandparents back then didn't. Well, mine didn't anyway. You look after my children.
Yeah.
So were the grandparents living nearby?
Yeah, but they both work too.
Yeah.
So they can't, you know, take full responsibility, I guess, of your children.
Exactly.
But, you know, and maybe once a month I tried to get mum to look after, you know, my son at the time, you know, so I could have a little bit of a break and maybe a date night.
Yeah. Yeah, it's important.
It is important. And like you say, you know, they don't have to have the kids 24/7,
just,
you know,
a little help.
That's right. You make out, you know, a once a month thing, and it worked out fine.
Yeah, if mum and dad are happy in their relationship, it's going to filter on down to happy kids, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And the grandparents, you know, they always, you know, cry that they don't get to see the children. So, hey, have them for a whole weekend. It's a win-win for everyone.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Lynette, how often do you look after the grandkids?
As often as we possibly can. I come from the environment in New Zealand where we looked after our own. Mm. And even to the elderly, right through to the grandchildren. And I couldn't think of anything worse than my children having to pay expensive daycare when I would be home to look after the children instead.
Yeah. It's
one of those things, the children love the bond. Like when our littlest granddaughter, she's only two, turns up, she runs in to get poppy hugs.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. It's nothing about parenting being bad.
I think we are underestimating the value of having our kids have that connection physically with their grandparents, their uncles, their aunties, their cousins. I mean, yes, obviously sometimes when we move away and move our families away, that's impossible, but if the option's there, you've got to take it, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I just couldn't imagine not knowing my roots, where I come from, and my grandmother care for us when we were children. I know where my roots are. I know where I belong. And that's what grandparenting is for. That's why you have children, for them to have children, you know. That's what it's all about.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
She's got that funny look in her eye again.
Pinky is peeved.
Hey, look, nobody got time for that.
Time for that.
While we are all concerned with the education of our kids and what the future holds for them, may I add a subject to the curriculum? I'm not trying to overwork you further, teachers. It's a suggestion.
She's just a little peeved.
How to get along with the rest of the world. There's a subject we need.
That's a class.
Car parking. Parking your car in the space provided is a skill. Doing it properly is showing the world that you care about them getting a car park too.
Oh,
it's not all about you, Freddie.
Yes.
You get one each, people, not 1¾.
I have to agree with that one, Pinky.
Being friendly to people in customer service. Sure, you'll come across someone who's having a bad day. Don't we all have those?
Mm.
But being friendly, polite, and flashing a smile doesn't cost a thing, and it can change someone's day and might also make you feel better about humanity. You're a good human. They are doing their job just like the rest of us. Door-to-door salesman.
Oh.
As I just said, I know you're doing your job and I will be polite, except it gets awkward when I've pulled up in my driveway, have a bootload of groceries, two dogs yapping hello to me at the gate, and a kid with 10 stuffed toys clambering out of the car, and you're waiting for me. You're waiting for me at the front gate, ready to talk to me about my electricity provider.
Timing, it's all about timing.
Yeah, let's learn about timing, kids. If I want to change providers, I'll give you a call at my own convenience.
On the provider that I already have, thank you. Yeah.
Empathy. I don't understand why when others are having a tough time, people who aren't in that situation punch down on them.
Mm.
Life is always changing for everyone. Anything can happen. And every day you are healthy and able and getting by is a win.
Yeah.
Maybe one day you'll be that big shot celebrity hunk who needs to sneak his favourite four-legged friends into the country. Just leave him alone.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Keen to get some NRL action on the radio tonight. We've got you covered. The Dragons taking on the Raiders. Get it all from 7 o'clock. Now, Ollie with the tips.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I've been drilling this whole Dragons thing into him from day one. Since he came out, I had a beanie ready to go for him.
Poor guy. He hasn't even been able to have a choice.
Yeah, so where do you reckon he's going to tip in this game, the Dragons versus the Raiders?
Oh, I'm thinking Raiders for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
You might be mistaken because we've got his tip.
Yeah, I hope the Dragons win.
Why is that?
Because I like the Dragons.
Yeah.
And you always wear Dragon shirts too.
Yeah.
Guy Dragons!
Yes, of course.
Mate, he is off the cuter meter, that kid. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I'm off the got-too-much-merchandise-o-meter.
True.
Wearing it again today. Got the hat, got the shirt. Come on, you Dragons.
I found a donation bin the other week. I can show you where to put them.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Who's that cowboy?
Thanks to JetGo, now flying direct to Townsville and Rockhampton. JetGo.com and CFM.
We are finding our winner for this tomorrow, so it is crucial you like our Facebook page to identify the cowboy, CFMCQ. We're sending you up to Townsville, 1300 Smiles Stadium, to check out this game, May 20, Cowboys Bronx.
Yippee-ki-yay!
I won't go any further on that.
Leah, I behave a bit like a cowboy sometimes, but that's another story.
I'm sorry, did you just say yippity-doo-dah?
Did I?
I think you did.
Wasn't it zippity-doo-dah? What a wonderful day.
Yeah, it's probably the furthest thing from cowboys, but anyway.
Probably.
Your beauty. Let's get someone to identify this cowboy. CFM, who's this?
Benny, mate.
Ben, you are Cowboys or Broncos or another team fan?
Cowboys my second team, mate, but I love the Dogs.
You're a doggy? Oh, yeah. Cowboys, a lot of teams second team. A lot of people second team the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Yeah. And Big JT and Bo Scott and all of the above.
Bo Scott?
Yeah.
Bo Scott plays for the Knights.
That's right.
Actually,
yeah.
No, didn't he? No, he went to the Parramatta Eels.
Oh, look, you two. Look, I just want to know, Ben, who's the player on our Facebook page this morning?
Is it,
You had the last name right?
Yes, I had the Scott.
Yep. Yep.
Come on, buddy.
Come on, give me the first letter.
Matt Scott.
Yes. How many coffees have you had this morning, Benny?
Oh, mate, too many Red Bulls, actually.
Yeah, it has the opposite effect.
Yes, the co-captain, Matty Scott, is our cowboy on our Facebook page. You're in the draw now for seeing the Broncos and the Cowboys May 28 days time, flights, accommodation, the works. You'll have a ball if you get it, all thanks to JetGo.com. Now flying direct to Townsville and Rockhampton. We'll find out tomorrow if it's you, Benny.
Oh, yeah, ripper, mate. And I just want to say, go the Dragons tonight.
Yeah, Benny!
Oh, Benny, did you have to do that?
It's your CFM morning crew.
Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
I got there.
Cyndi Lauper.
Lover.
Original rock star. Yeah. Legend. Yeah. Love her. And her 80s classic, Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Brilliant.
And you put that on in a night and all the girls get up. We just love that.
It is one of those songs that gets the dance floor full. And even a song where Central Queensland's own Busby Maru has redone their version of Girls Just Want to Have Fun. An internet smash as well.
I just love it. It's awesome. Yeah. Well, she's rewritten it a touch. She's now 62 years old and she was on James Corden's,
I can't be sold on she's 62. She's bopping around like she's 12.
I want to be like her when I grow up. Everyone should aim for that pinch bob cut.
Yep, she's just been having fun for the last 30 years and still having fun.
It doesn't even look like it either.
Doesn't.
Like, not like Keith Richards fun, like a different type of look going on. She was on James Corden's Late Late Show last night and she's reworked the song to be Girls Just Want Equal Funds. Equal pay.
Oh,
have a listen.
I see.
It's brilliant.
And a great message, too. Go, Cyndi.
Guys, if she's mad, it's not PMS. It's cause you do the same job, but she's making less.
Yeah.
Don't mean on my dough, she need more income. Cause girls, they want equal fun. Oh, girls just want equal fun.
It's all they really
want. That is a sweater cause the office is cold.
That's true.
Nice.
That was the Banksy and Pinky podcast.
Check them out at cfm.com.au.
Or don't.
No pressure.